Hello, I'm Carl. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. This is the first time I've talked this long. All right. Okay, sorry. Works. I can talk louder too. So this is going to be a little bit a test of my ability to talk longer, because I usually tend to shut down and be quiet. I didn't come into Al-Anon willingly. First thing I heard Al-Anon was in counseling. We were having problems in my marriage, so I decided to fix it and take us to counseling. And my counselor says, yeah, it was like the first couple of meetings, and he said that I needed to go to Al-Anon. And I'm like, no, I got it. I can do it. So I read a book about it. I got it. The thing that would help me with was that I learned that there was something that would work, that could work. And it gave me a little bit of courage. My counselor kept pushing me, and I kept resisting. I got it. I can do it. I can just do the steps on my own, can't I? Mm-hmm. So I decided to go to a different group, and this is sort of the way that it seems like everything has worked for me. I went to this new group, and I was sitting there. I had run my bicycle over there, so I was kind of stuck. And they were late, and I was about ready to leave. I was kind of like, oh, what do I do here? What am I doing here? I don't really want to be here. I just want to get out of here. And the strange thing was that I heard them coming. It seemed like a mile away. You know, it's... And they were riding their Harleys, and I was like, oh no. All I've heard about it, Harley people are the Hell's Angels and those type, you know. I didn't want to be there, and I was ready to get out of there. Well, they came in, and I was like, head down, sitting there, ready to leave, and I heard my name. Hey, Carl! Glad you made it. Oh, no, I'm stuck. I couldn't get out of there now. And I went in, and I learned that those men were, they had worked the program. They had worked their program, and they knew where the solution was. The solution is in step two. And the solution is in working the steps. And they knew that if you don't work the steps and you don't work the program, you're coasting. And you know that if you're coasting, you're going downhill. And so I learned that it was valuable to do that. But I still needed more. So I took about 2.5 years to finally get to Al-Anon. It was a struggle for me to get here because, you know, you guys are going to change my religion. You're going to change everything that I know about everything. And I'm going to have problems here. You know, I'm afraid of everything. And, well, one day I went to, on a business trip and came home. And I went to the, you know, I was doing things, putting things in the garbage, whatever. I found a box, a pizza box. And that's not supposed to be in the trash. It's supposed to be in the recycle. Okay. Found a little bottle of alcohol in there. And at first it was, that's not mine. And pushing it, I finally heard, yeah, it's mine. I've been drinking. And to me, it was like she'd been telling me that it was she had never had a drink in her life. So that lie bothered me. So what do? I say I'm going to go for a walk. And I went to an Al-Anon meeting, came back 2 hours later. Little did I know, you know, here I justified it, but I did a lie too. And I do that so much. I lie about things. I do the same thing that I'm complaining about. In my, everything is, I'm okay. But everyone else has the problems, and I'm blaming them. So when I came to that first Al-Anon meeting, amazing thing, it was on fear. The topic was fear, and I connected. You know, I know that was something that was meant to be. It wasn't just chance. That was meant to be that person was talking about fear. And I connected. And it was 2 weeks later that I asked him to be my sponsor. And he has had so many wise things to tell me. He's telling me that fear, what fear is they're going to take something away from me, or I'm not going to get something I want. And boy, did I know that that was what it was. Because I was going to lose my family. That was my fear. And that's why I was doing everything in my power to solve everything that was going on in my life. Because I was the problem. That's the way I grew up. I was the problem. It wasn't anybody else. I took it on. But that's something that I learned when I was growing up. And I found out that in Al-Anon that was a form of control. Because if I'm the problem, I can fix it. If I can fix it, then everything's all right, right? But it didn't fix everything for everyone else around me. It only made it kind of worse because I was now trying to fix everybody. I was telling them, you got to do it this way. And it wasn't working. And when I would go to my meetings, I would be in pity. I would try to get them to feel like as if, you know, I like that. I like to have everyone pity me. And they slowly let me know that was being a victim. And when I was a victim, I couldn't do anything about it. And so I had to take that third step. Take that third step of saying, am I willing to do this? Am I willing to put effort into this and make it work for me? And I can even remember the day, what it looked like, where I was sitting. I even remember the person across the table from me. She had to make the same decision, and I never saw her again. But I kept coming back. I'm glad I came to Al-Anon because, as I found out, I was angry. I was resentful, and that poisoned me. I didn't see it, but I got sick. I got sick enough that I couldn't work. I think it might have been a mental breakdown. I don't know. But I think it was because of that anger. Because of those resentments, and because I was holding it in. Because I was taught that you don't show anger. You don't show sorrow. You just hold it all in. And it came out in different ways. And so I was actually out of work for 4 months. And during that time, my sponsor was very valuable. The first thing that he told me to do was to write down my fears. All my fears. Well, that was, I didn't write them all down, but I wrote most of them down. And amazingly, the next thing he told me to do was to tell, write down what I could do about each of those fears. And I found that some of them I couldn't do anything about. I couldn't do anything about my family. I couldn't do anything about my work. Because I thought that maybe I wouldn't come back to a job. I couldn't do anything about my finances. All I could do is focus on myself and what I could do. And that helped me a lot. I was able to actually cross off of many of those fears and say, okay, God, you deal with them, because I can't do anything about it. And it took me a long time to get well. But those times was valuable to me. It's one of those things where I say that I would not wish that time on anyone, not even my worst enemy. But yet, I came out of it knowing that I had a higher power that could take care of my problems, that could be there for me. I spent a lot of time during that time in prayer. And that time was valuable. I went to a men's retreat during that time, at the end of that time period. And that was the first time that I actually spent time looking at myself hard. I didn't realize what was going on, but I found out that, wow, I was being critical. I was sarcastic. And there had been times when I would just rage at my family. I don't know the last time that I did that, but when I realized that that was what was going on and why, because when I felt like as if I was no good, that's the times that I would tell them that they were no good by raging, by criticizing, by being sarcastic. And I knew that I had to do something about myself. And so Al-Anon started working on me. And I didn't even realize it. I would say things. And then I would say, oh, wait, that came from Al-Anon. Okay, so something's working. And amazingly, I mean, my wife did not like me going to these meetings, because anybody that heard that I was going to Al-Anon would say, who's the alcoholic? And she didn't like having people assume that she was the alcoholic. And so I heard something that was interesting from her. She said, today you need to go to a meeting. Okay. And I realized that there was something special about my meetings. Whenever I came to a meeting, I felt better. I felt comfortable. And to this day, I feel comfortable enough to come to a meeting, and I've even been in there and been so comfortable I'm ready to go to sleep. And for me, that's not common. I'm awake, I'm going. And come to a meeting and I relax. I'm okay. I'm accepted. And so as I went through all this stuff, I remember looking at my sleep hours, how long I was sleeping. And at one point I was sleeping about 4 hours a night, because I was just so wound up My body was tired, but my mind was going. My mind was just going that hamster wheel over and over and over and over, that same problem over and over and over. And I couldn't get off of it. And so I'm told in this, from Al-Anon, talk to God about it. And so I did. And I found that I could go through that hamster wheel one time, and I was off of it. And then I would wake up and get on it again and talk to God about it and then get off of it right at, you know, the first time around. And I found out that I was getting about 6 hours of sleep. And that was valuable. The next step that I was told is, you know, you have a lot of resentments. Okay, what do I do about it? You got to forgive. You got to write them down and forgive. I don't want to forgive. They did that to me. Why should I forgive? My sponsor was so gentle with me. He said, you're poisoning yourself. It's not for them. They don't deserve it. But it's for you. And so slowly I learned to forgive. I still struggle with it. They still deserve it. And I have to forgive every day. But they are not the ones that are benefiting from it. I am. And I got 2 more hours of sleep. Oftentimes I would get 8 hours of sleep. And since then, yes, there are nights when I would get 6 hours, like about, you know, but oftentimes I get 8. And that's been valuable to me. The next thing that I was told by my sponsor was to pray for your wife. Why? What does she do? Why do I need to pray for her? Pray for her to get what you want. Pray for her to get happiness, get peace, to get recovery. Why would I want to do that? And I don't know that she's gotten to those things. But the strange thing about prayer is that I was changed. Instead of hating her, instead of that pain and hurt inside of me, I started loving her again. And it changed me. And it made it, the what happened in the house was totally different again. There wasn't as much fighting. And things got better. Things do get better in the house when we do work on our program. It is amazing that things do happen. This program does work. Not in the ways we think it's going to work, but it does work. In fact, things got worse at one point. And it was like 2.5 years into Al-Anon. I had only been going to one meeting a day. And my sponsor says, well, I was telling my sponsor that I was feeling like I was losing everything. Everything was going to go. I was going to lose everything. And he says, if you don't put recovery first, you will lose everything. Oh, I don't want to do this. Okay. I feel like I was going to lose it. And so I gave it a chance. And I went to a meeting a day. My wife didn't like it. My kids wanted more time with me. But you know what? It does work. I felt much better. I was able to handle things that I couldn't handle before. And even today, when things get bad in my life, I know where to go. I know to go to a meeting. It just happened to like a month ago. You know, I was having problems. Everything was falling apart. Where do I go? I go to a meeting. I don't know these people, and yet I know them. I know every one of you in some way or another. I know you, even though I don't know you personally. And so, even though things got worse, I was able to be able to handle it. I was being able to be there for my kids a little bit better. And and it just was better in my house. I don't think I could have gone through that stuff without Al-Anon. In fact, during the last couple of years here, I was told by my my home meeting that they could actually see the anger on my face when I first came in, and now I can laugh and I can be myself, and that's a blessing to me. Being able to just take care of myself, know when I need to take care of myself, go for a walk, take an extra long shower, not worry about what my wife is going to say, and I don't freeze when she disagrees with me. Because I used to do that. I used to freeze, not knowing what to do. Just freeze. I can't make a decision. I can't think. I can't do anything. And now I have choices. I can be myself. It still struggles. There are times. And even just like here, if I didn't have these notes here, I would be freezing. These notes are valuable to me because they give me a little bit. Okay, you'll go on from this. So, you know, my mind does that. Even like when I, you know, when that story, when I first came to this, first came to 12 Steps, I was afraid to go. I'm now willing to go to other churches, where at the time I was not willing to. I knew that mine was the only place to be, and if I didn't go there, then I was not accepted. And now I know that not only can I go to other churches, but my relationship with my higher power, wow. It's not that place in the church, in the specific religion. That's not where my higher power is. My higher power is a personal friend now. And it's not going to be changed by a building. It's not going to be changed by somebody else's thinking. That higher power is something that will stay with me. And the more that I work this program, the more I will learn to be closer and closer to him. It's changed everything. One of the things that I do when I'm stressed, and I'm learning this, the stress is a lot of the problems of where I am. Stress is where I want to change things. Stress is where I say it's not okay. I can't accept that. And if I go and meditate, pray, that's where I feel like is if I can relax and be, that's a place where I find that I can hear something. That's where I can learn to just be. And when I'm relaxed, I can hear a solution. I don't know if it's a voice or just me getting those fears away, getting them out of my head, and being able to see the true solution to the problem without the fears interfering. The other thing that I like doing is doing the next right thing. I don't have to do it perfect. I don't have to look for the perfect thing. That's what I want to do. I want to be the perfect solution. I want to do everything just right. And oftentimes I go into that fear because I can't get it just right. But if I just do the next right thing. It's the other thing than wrong. As long as it's not the wrong thing, then I'm okay. And thinking about it that way has helped me a lot. Has helped me to just step to the next level. And sometimes things have changed in my family. To be able to do some projects like fixing the roof, what if it leaks again? What if it makes a mess again? What if I make it worse? Oh. I'm actually able to get up there and do something. When I did do that, it did leak. It wasn't as bad as it did before. But I was able to actually accept that, okay, I did something, I tried something, I was able to do something that was scary for me to do. And even though it did leak, I know I need to get it back up there and I need to work on it some more. But I can do it in my own time. This program is so special because we are able to do it in our own time. We don't have to hurry up and do it all in 1 month, all in 1 year, you know, a step a month. I've been here 6 years, and I'm still on step four. Step four has gotten me to do steps 1, 2, and 3 many times. I hit something new and I'm like, oh no, I gotta go back to one. And it's just, okay, I know how to do it. I know that I don't have to apologize for everything. I just have to change. And what the apology is for them. So that I feel like as if they can say, yes, he knows that he's changing. But what the biggest thing for me to do is to make amends by changing myself. And to look at myself, look at where I can improve. And when I can do that, that's when things can change. When I try to change my wife, when I try to change my boys, they don't. They fight me. If you push on something, what's the reaction? Do they go along with it? No, they push right back. And so when I let go and just listen to them and know that they're doing their way, it's not the right way, or, you know, my right way, it's their way. When they're doing their way, oh, they've got to discover the problems that I've already discovered. Maybe they'll learn it this time. Maybe they'll have to learn it better. Maybe they can learn it even better than I did because they have to go through those problems. I don't want them to do that. But I have to allow them to do it because they have to learn it themselves. Oh, that's so hard. But it's where I am, where I'm learning, and where they are. They are learning too. And so today, I have a higher power that I can say, God, you take over. I can't do this. I mess things up when I take over. But when I can just say, God, you do it. I've heard of, I have a little place where I put my, like we have God box. I have a God can. Because God can. And so I can let it go. I can let it go and just say, God, you do it. You can do it. Go for it. Please fix this. And oftentimes it's not the way that I want it. It changes me. And I just have to let it go. Thank you. Thank you for being here.